Here's requests for zoning applications, and I will announce each application. Then the director and Mr. Abbott will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced to the planning and zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain the application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. The applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who are here in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent a group or speak for an organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first hearing we have today, Mr. Abbott, is the conditional use application filed on behalf of Thomas P. Collins.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a beauty shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5 acres more or less, lying southeast of Shawnee Road, 365 feet southwest of Calhoun Road. I've passed down a copy of the site plan for your review. The Planning Commission held public hearings on this application on August 25th of this year. They found that the applicant submitted a site plan. Commission reviewed comments received from DLDOT and the Sussex County Engineering Department. The applicant was present, gave a presentation, answered questions that were raised by the commission. At the conclusion of the hearing, there were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. Mr. Burton stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CU-1909 for Thomas Collins for a beauty salon based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is limited to a beauty salon, which is very nearly a home occupation. The applicant will continue to reside on the property. Two, the use will have little or no impact on the neighborhood or traffic. Three, no parties appeared in opposition to this application, and this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, the use shall be limited to a beauty salon and the types of uses that typically occur in such a facility, such as retail sales, tanning, etc. One lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size per size shall be permitted. Three, the site plan shall comply with all parking requirements contained in the zoning code. Four, the hours of operation shall be limited to 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. Five, there shall be no more than 2 employees in addition to the applicant and his wife. And the last one was the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning Commission. There was a motion and a second. Was carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-0. We've not received any additional correspondence on this application.
Okay. Are there any questions of Mr. Abbott but from council? If not, is Thomas P. Collins or his representative here? Would you come forward, please? Please give us your name and address and the reasons we should grant the application.
My name is Thomas Collins. I reside at 7082 Pleasanton Drive in Milford, Delaware. The reason we're applying for the zoning change is just the rental cost for where the business is located now in town have become unreasonable, and it's going to be far cheaper to build our own building and have the business there.
Do you or your wife operate a business now in another location?
Yes, my wife operates a business in town, Milford, in the plaza.
We've noticed that you have submitted a plan. Do you anticipate a great deal of additional traffic as a result of this granting of this application?
No, sir.
Do you have an estimate of how much traffic you would anticipate from this?
It's hard to say. Daily, it changes. On an average day, there would probably be, with my wife and the other two employees, there would probably be roughly 12 to 15 customers.
And it indicates that there is limited retail. How are the retail items delivered? UPS or large truck or?
My wife picks them up and brings them to the business we have now.
Okay, does the council have any questions?
No.
Okay, is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here in favor of? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone here like to speak in opposition? Seeing none at this point, the public hearing is closed. And Mr. President, if it's the pleasure of the council, close the record in this matter.
Yes.
We'll close the record, close the public hearing. You can have a seat, Mr. Collins. And if you would read the title, Mr. Moore.
Yes. The title is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a beauty salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.0 acres, more or less, subject to the following conditions. And those conditions are 1-6, as read by Mr. Abbott into the record and are contained in item 2, page 2 of the public hearing, old business notes handed to the council.
Pleasure, Council.
Second.
A motion, Mr. Wilson's, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve conditional use 1909. Any questions on the motion?
With the conditions.
With the conditions. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Well, we can't get enough of hair salons as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to vote yes. I go along with the Planning and Zoning Commission and the same reasons they gave and with the same conditions.
Mr. Cole.
I'd like to know if they can do anything for Sam Wilson. You take men? I think with the conditions and stuff that I don't believe it'll be out of character with the area. And it's just a little bit of like a notch above a home occupation. So I feel it'll have very minimal impact. Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes with the conditions. It's an appropriate use for the area.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the same reason, PNC.
Based on recommendations of planning and zoning and with the conditions they put in there, it is a lot like a home business. So I think that certainly will fit in the area. I vote yes. Motion carried. Have a good day.
Thank you. Next application, Mr. Abbott.
This is an application of Charles Baum to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a hot dog vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 39,176 square feet, more or less, lying southeast of Long Neck Road and Julia's Lane, 1,300 feet east of Banks Road. Once again, the commission held a public hearing on August 25th. I passed down a copy of the site plan. The commission reviewed comments from DelDOT and the Sussex County Engineering Department. The applicant was present, gave a presentation and answered questions from the commission. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. Mr. Burton stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CU 1910 for Charles Baum for a hot dog vendor based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Use as a mobile hot dog vendor cart is very limited and will not adversely affect the neighborhood or traffic. The use is consistent with the retail uses that currently exist on the property. No parties appeared in opposition to the application. The use is temporary in that the cart is removed each night and only operates seasonally. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, the hot dog cart shall not be permanently located at the site and shall remain mobile. Two, the applicant shall comply with all health department recommendations governing the sale of food and beverages. Three, the hot dog cart shall be parked in the location shown on the preliminary site plan, at least 40 feet from the right-of-way of Long Neck Road. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second. It was carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-0. We've not received any additional correspondence on this one either.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. Does council have any questions of Mr. Abbott? If not, is the applicant here? And would you come forward, give us your name and address, please, and give us the reasons why the council should act favorably on your request?
Hi, my name is Charles Bohm from 18292 Seashell Boulevard, Lewis, Delaware, 19958. I've been a vendor over there now for 3 years. It's just a mobile cart. People like my product. If you'd like to come and try it sometime, I'd be glad to give you a hot dog. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty sought after. Most of the customers that I get are from either Shorts Marine or from Rick's Bait and Tackle Store, which they're coming here to get their goods anyway. That's basically it. It's a small cart. I just have hot dogs and carry some condiments of sauerkraut, onions and a red sauce, which I make homemade, and carry some soda, some chips. And it's just a basic cart. So it does go home with me all the time. I do have it. The health commission come and check it. They make sure that I'm going by the laws, and I do have my license for it. So that's basically it.
And you've been doing it there for 3 years, like you said?
About three years.
So, the only complaint was there a complaint, I guess, obviously, did one of our inspectors pick it up?
There was either a complaint or the inspector saw it since it's okay, not permitted, it yes.
Okay. Because a lot of times I know surrounding businesses sometimes get upset when they see these carts. Thinking you're not properly zoned.
The position that I'm in over there, when people come into Rick's Bait and Tackle Store and Shorts Marina, people, if there's a Capriati's subplace across the street, maybe a couple hundred feet away from me, if they want a sandwich, they're going to just walk right by me and go buy a sandwich over there and walk right back. And that's how it's been working. So I don't think I'm, taking any business from anybody else. It's, you want a hot dog, you eat a hot dog. You want a sandwich or a pizza. That's what goes on with it. I'm not making millions of dollars, trust me.
And you're on your feet all the time, the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other questions from council? Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone here in opposition? Seeing none at this point, Mr. President, the public hearing is closed, and if it's the pleasure of the council to close the record in this matter.
We'll close the record, close the public hearing. You can have a seat, sir. Sadly, what we can do is we could ride down there and then go to Milford, Sam, and I could get a hot dog and a hair done the same day.
Yes, that'd be nice.
If you'd read the title, Mr. Moore.
Just not at the same time.
Yeah. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a hot dog vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 39,176 square feet, more or less, subject to the following conditions. They were listed as 1 through 4, as read by Mr. Abbott into the record on page 4 of the old business that was part of your packet.
Let me, Council. Yeah, no, there was one question. What is it presently zoned, Shane, that parcel?
GR.
GR
with a conditional use for the bait and tackle.
Okay, so it has a commercial application is being, okay, utilized on there.
I'll make the motion.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second,
Mr. Wilson, to approve CU 1910 with the conditions. Any questions on the motion? Now we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I think it serves the community. I know my husband can't get by one of those hot dog stands, and I agree with the Planning and Zoning Commission, and I agree with their reasons and the conditions that they have as suggested.
Cole? I'll vote yes. I don't think there's been many times over the years that we've had requests food vendors in these portable carts as to complement, like I know at Home Depot or Lowe's and some of these big places have them, and they've had to go through a conditional use. I've actually suggested that maybe it should be permitted under certain conditions over the counter, but because instead of having to go through this process. But that's, we haven't changed it. So anyway, I would, I don't see any problem as long as there's sufficient parking to get the people off the road safely. And I feel that, I guess, if there is a commercial bait and tackle there, they've already got the entrances and everything approved, and there seems to be sufficient parking. So I see no problem with the food vendor.
Yes.
Yes.
Although yes, it's an appropriate use for the area with the conditions by planning and zoning, it certainly should be uneventful for the community.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the same reasons as P&Z.
Based on recommendations of planning and zoning with the conditions, certainly I would not be between a man and his hot dog. So I'll vote yes. Motion carried. You have a good day. Next.
Thank you. And I'm glad to see that I'll be able to enjoy hot dogs when I continue to get my arrows at Schwartz Marine.
There you go.
After paying full price for the hot dogs, too. The next item is Dorothy Somerville. Mr. Abbott.
This is change zone 1707, the application of Dorothy Somerville to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 31,980 square feet, more or less, lying southeast of Route 26, 200 feet westerly of Orange Lane. The applicant submitted a survey that I've passed down for your review. The Planning Commission received comments from DelDOT and the County Engineering Department. The applicant was present, gave a presentation, and responded to questions raised by the Commission. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. Mr. Smith stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CZ 1707 for Dorothy Somerville for a change of zone from AR1 to B1 based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant has been in business as an antique dealer for 12 years at this site. The change of zone will be consistent with the historic use of the property. Two, there are other business and commercial zonings and uses in the vicinity, including other retail businesses and an auto repair shop. 3, B1 zoning is appropriate for this location along Route 26. 4, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. 5, due to an eminent domain condemnation of the future size of the parcel will limit the possibility of more extensive uses on the property. And there was a motion and a second. It was carried 4-0 to recommend approval for the reasons stated. And we've not received any additional correspondence on this one either.
Is this an infield situation?
It adjoins a B1 site. They have an approved conditional use for the antique shop that's been in effect 12 to 15 years. And the site to the west of it was approved for the BB Hospital.
Mm.
Okay. So you could call it infill, yes.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for council of Mr. Abbott? If not, is Mrs. Somerville or Ms. Somerville here? And so would you come forward, please, and give us your name and address and the reasons we should act favorably on your application?
Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Dorothy Somerville. I'm an antique dealer. And even though I talk a little funny, I've been down here for 40 years. Since George was a teenager.
Prove it.
I live on 26th, and I think it's time to change the zoning for my property. The state has taken 35 feet of my front lawn. Well, they have taken it up to my walk. I don't know if I live in the house, too, and I just don't know what the future's going to bring, but I think it's a good time to change the zoning. So, anything else I need to say? Can I sit down?
Hold on a second. Does the council have any questions of the applicant?
Well, you do intend to stay in business there, or is that, or really that's not part of this anyway? I mean, you could do anything you want if you get the B1, but I'm just curious what your plans are, since I like antiques.
No, nothing to change.
Okay.
I haven't thought of anything to change, but
okay.
I just don't know if I can live in the house. Mm-hmm. The business
it's
won't
close to the road.
Because the, yes. The road's going to be right up to my door.
I'm very familiar with that situation.
Yeah, it's going to swing right on my front lawn.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? If not, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none at this point, the public hearing in this matter is closed. And Mr. President, if it's desired, the council close the record in this matter.
We'll close the record and close the public hearing.
Yes.
If you'd be so kind as to read the title, we'll see the pleasure of council.
Yes, thank you. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 31,980 square feet, more or less.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt CZ-1707. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I uphold the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation and their reasons, and I don't know what else. It's a wise thing to do with a piece of property like this when the Deldot has taken away so much of the frontage.
Cole. I'll vote yes. The request for the change of zone is consistent with the surrounding neighbor and the neighborhood and the trend of commercial zonings in that area.
Mr. Phillips.
I support this speculative application. I think it's only appropriate considering the area. I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Based on recommendation of planning and zoning and the fact that most of the front property is going to be Deldot's now, I guess, and it certainly fits in with the area next to it. I agree with Planning and Zoning's findings. I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Next applicant is Rite Aid of Delaware. What's your ad?
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 20,000 square feet, more or less, lying west of Route 24, 200 feet south of the intersection of Route 5 and Route 22. The applicant submitted an exhibit booklet. I've placed one of those in front of each of you. The commission received comments from Deldot, the Sussex County Engineering Department. The applicants were present, gave a presentation, answered questions that were raised by the commissions. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. Mr. Smith stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of CZ-1708 for Rite Aid of Delaware for a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this rezoning is basically infill. The property is surrounded by Route 24 on one side and existing C1 zoning on two sides. CR1 zoning is appropriate for this area of Route 24. There are a variety of existing commercial uses and zonings, including two shopping centers, fast food stores, a bank, and other retail, business, and commercial uses in close proximity. The change in zoning will not adversely affect the neighborhood or traffic. 4, the site will be served by public water. 5, the site will be served by Sussex County Sewer, subject to the applicant's compliance with the requirements of the County Engineering Department. The ultimate use of the property will be subject to all DLDOT's requirements. 7, CR1 zoning is appropriate under the County Zoning Code, since CR1 zoning is designed to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities serving a wide area, and that such uses shall be located where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. 8, no parties appeared in opposition to the application, and there was a motion and a second. It was carried 4-0 to forward this application to the council with the recommendation that it be approved for the reasons stated. And once again, there was no additional correspondence since the public hearing.
I might have missed it when you said it. What did DLDOT say about their level of service? I think it was E, wasn't it? I'm not sure if this was. Is that what they said?
Existing level or
E.
Level
okay.
of service E will not change.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions of council from council to Mr. Abbott? If not, Mr. Byard.
Thank you, Mr. Wood. Good afternoon. Given the crowd of people here, all of whom are here on behalf of Rite Aid, I would ask that the record made before the Planning and Zoning Commission be made a part of this record. I will skip any opening remarks, ask Rich Polk to identify himself. And I'll ask Rich a very few questions.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Rich Polk. I'm a professional engineer with Vista Design.
Licensed in Delaware, Rich?
Yes, sir.
Describe the site in its present condition, please.
This, if I can approach the board. The site is currently, it's a 100 by 200 foot parcel with 100 foot of frontage onto Route 24. There are two entrances currently on Route 24. The site contains an existing dwelling and a couple of outbuildings. There are no wetlands or endangered species on the property.
Is there any timber of any value on the property?
No, there's not.
Are there any stormwater issues with respect to this site?
No, there's not. As if this rezoning is approved, the intent is to combine this 100 by 200 foot parcel with the adjoining Carillon Square development. The Carillon Square Shopping Center is an approved shopping center. It got approvals, full approvals, site plan approvals, right about the time the recession started, and it really hasn't moved forward because of that. The half acre, the 20,000 square foot parcel is sitting right in a little notch, right in the bottom corner. The intent of this proposed zoning is to zone this parcel CR1 so that it can become part of the Carillon Square commercial shopping center. As part of that, there is no additional increase in square footage proposed for the shopping center. It's merely being added to avoid a little notch that was really hampering Rite Aid's ability to provide what they feel is a good patron experience.
What does DLDOT tell us about this project?
DLDOT has currently approved the entrance off of Route 24 and off of Route 5, and they've deemed it, you know, they obviously they want the turn lanes, and they wanted the entrance directly opposite the entrance on the other side of the street. But other than that, they've approved the plans back in 2007.
And since there's no increase in commercial square footage, there's no reason for any further work at DLDOT.
Correct.
What about PLUS? Was a trip to PLUS required?
The trip to PLUS was not required. We contacted Dorothy Morris of PLUS. She reviewed the application and did not see the need for it to come to them and sent us a letter.
The Carillon Square project did go through the PLUS process.
Carillon Square did go through the process.
Gentlemen and ladies, if you have any questions, Rich, mm-hmm. That's it.
Well, there are two entrances in front of the property now, is that right?
Okay.
There are two entrances
those
in front.
Those will be closed.
Those will be closed when? When would that happen? Because the other shopping center hasn't been built yet, so you have to temporarily use those until the shopping center road gets put in, if I understand how you presented it.
If I can answer that, mm-hmm. Ms. Deaver, no construction can begin until DLDOT's issued a notice to proceed and an entrance
Right, yeah.
Well, in fact, two entrance permits.
So you won't know.
And part of that notice to proceed will be closure of those two entrances. All access must be from the approved entrances.
Oh, they have to be from, well, approved entrances. And I'm just wondering, you're counting on that road?
I'm counting on these two entrances?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
No, we're not. No, mm-hmm. Those okay. two, as soon as this parcel is rezoned mm-hmm. and it's purchased and it's made part of Caroline Square, those two entrances will be closed.
Mm-hmm. And you're working with the Caroline Square people then on this, with Del Dot. Okay, fine. That's what I wanted to know.
He is the engineer for Caroline Square, if that helps.
Well, there you go.
So he's talking to himself.
And it'll be nice if you can drive from one to the other. There's no impediments there. It'd be very nice.
Other questions of Rich? If not, I'd ask Sue Bechtold to come forward briefly. Sue, if you could identify yourself.
My name is Sue Bechtold. I'm the real estate manager for Rite Aid in Delaware.
Can you describe briefly Rite Aid's presence in Sussex County?
Currently, we have 9 stores in Sussex County, the newest of which is in Selbyville.
Is this a new or a relocated store?
It's a relocation of our store that's in the Food Lion Shopping Center across the street.
And the reason you're moving?
We're moving over here to give our customers the drive-through experience and to have more area to, of course, offer more merchandise.
A bigger store.
Right.
How many employees does the existing store in Long Neck have?
They currently have 15 employees.
And how many will the new store have?
We are estimating that we'll add 10 more employees to the store.
If you had a model to compare this proposed store to, what would that model be?
That model would be Selbyville.
And the approximate size of the store when built will be?
It's 14,568 square feet.
Will there be any need for outside storage pods or pod-type facilities?
No.
It'll all be contained within the building.
Everything will be contained within the building.
It is Rite Aid's practice to use local site contractors and building contractors?
Yes, it is. We will go out to bid with the local contractors.
And if you had your druthers, when would you start construction?
Tomorrow, if we
Questions
could.
Questions? Sue? Not gentlemen, ladies, that's all we have.
Thank you.
Did you have anything else? I'm sorry,
I didn't
cut you off.
I wanted to point out that this is in Level 2 and Level 3 of the state spending strategies map. The state will make investments here. It's obviously consistent with the character and trend of development, since it is nearly surrounded by commercial property, and commercial property is directly across the street. It is served by public water and public sewer, and is what it is. It is an infill to an existing approved commercial project.
You mentioned the pods. A lot of our stores do have that kind of storage, and I don't know that giving the rezoning would really affect whether they can do that or not.
It has a profound effect on parking, and
it does.
Has a real effect on appearance. Mm-hmm. And that's why the store is sized the way it's sized, so that's not the case.
Was that something planning and zoning decides on? That's at the commission? Or?
That's a site plan issue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's something the commission can truly.
Right. Well, so we hope that it will be that way.
That's why the store is sized the size it is.
Well, there you go. Okay, there you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Byard. Is there anyone else here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor of? Is there anyone here today that's in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, at this point, the public hearing is closed on this matter, and with the pleasure of the council, the record can be closed as well, Mr. President.
We'll close the record, close the public hearing. Mr. Moore, if you'd be kind enough to read the title.
Thank you. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 20,000 square feet, more or less.
I'll make that motion. I have a motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Okay. Mrs.
Right.
Deaver.
Thank you.
To approve CZ-1708 with the reasons and B&Z. Any questions on the motion? I will take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, and I like the reasons planning and zoning gave, and it'll provide more employment than we have now and an expansion of business. Good, very good thing.
Cole. Yes, I'll vote yes. It's an extension of an existing district, and it is in keeping with the trend in that area.
Phillips.
I'll vote yes. It's primarily infill.
Wilson.
My vote is yes.
Based on the reasons and recommendations of planning and zoning, and it certainly is an infill and goes the rest of the area around there, I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Entertained a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Yes.
Very good job.
Motion
to
second to adjourn.
Second.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Take a vote, Mrs. Davis.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now adjourned.
Nope.
Thank you, everybody.